Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
At this stage, Harris is sitting on 216 electoral votes, and Donald Trump sitting at 267. Oh gosh, that something's just changed. Then they've definitely made an announcement. Pennsylvania has gone to Donald Trump. That's 19 electoral votes. So that means he is sitting on 267. He really needs one more win because he needs to get to 270 or just over 270, 271. Any one of the next wins will take him there. So the next win will see Donald Trump as the next president of the United States. Tandi Smith is head of programs at Media Monitoring Africa. Tandi, good morning, firstly. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you and your listeners.
So I'm like so in the middle of things that I really didn't even, I was about to launch into something without greeting you. I apologize. Tandi, this any form of election, I would imagine, whether it's South Africa, the United States, no matter where in the world it is, must be fraught with misinformation.
Absolutely. And we're seeing it more and more, as technology advances, as people get more access to technology and information, and the more people consume digital content, we've seen this rise in mis and disinformation. And like you say, it's not just local. We saw it in the South African elections. We've seen it in the US elections. We've seen it in almost every election across the world, this challenge with the spread of election-related mis and disinformation.
And how, when we look at Twitter and we look at, I certainly see so many accounts that are really reporting complete nonsense. There's just no other way to put it. Some of them are outrageous lies, and then some of them will take a element of a story, a kernel of a story, and then send it in another direction, which is misinformation. How do we? Is there a grading? Is there a way to keep an eye on these things?
Yeah. You know, it is really complicated because I think just to state from the onset, the difference between misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is false information that you share, but you don't realize that it's false. And so your intention of sharing is to inform, is to educate, because you believe the content to be true. Disinformation is deliberately sharing false information to cause public harm or for profit. So there is that distinction. So when it comes to, election-related false information or disinformation, simple false information that you share without knowing that it's false is misinformation. But they're definitely grades of disinformation, and the level of harm that it causes. What we see, and I'm glad you mentioned the element of truth that you often find in disinformation, because that's what makes it so easy to fall into that trap of sharing disinformation, because that element of truth sort of speaks to what you believe to be true, and then the rest of it. And a classic manipulated content like this is the issue of disinformation around election logistics is quite at the fore at the moment. And we saw this in the South African elections as well, where people would share videos of election ballots or boxes. These videos may be accurate. They're videos of election ballots, but the message that comes with it saying, blatant election rigging, look, these ballots are going to be destroyed, is the entirely false context of an accurate or true video. And so that's how those who are wanting to disinform and to manipulate narratives are using legitimate content or legitimate, video and shaping it with a false narrative.
We've seen that as well in the Israel conflict, where you'll see a terrible photo of a child who has been either killed or injured, and then a text with it talking about Gaza, where that photo might have been taken in Syria. And we see we do see a lot of that as well, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it is, you know, a method that is used across the world in any kind of tense or volatile environment, where, you know, those who are wanting to disinform are shaping the narrative by using correct, like accurate images or accurate videos, and changing the context. So, you know, you asked, you know, how one can sort of grapple with or identify mis and disinformation. And, you know, this is why it thrives, and this is why it goes viral, because it is difficult to do that. But as a user of digital platforms, as a consumer of information, your first sort of point of call is if the content that you're consuming invoke some sort of heightened emotion, whether it's fear, anger, you know, something that brings in that emotion, take a you know, pause and try and verify by turning to credible media sources, by checking other platforms for similar information. There are a number of different tools that you can also use to verify images, to verify videos. They are tools that are available, you know, on Google. And you just have to be critical in how you engage content, especially during a knowingly tense or volatile period like elections.
I see that I often report posts on Twitter that are racist, harmful, offensive, all of that, but there isn't actually a way they don't have a misinformation button. I mean, I know that they've got community notes, but I don't know how successful that is or isn't.
Yeah, you know, the platforms have their own reporting mechanisms, and we know that X or Twitter has completely changed their regulatory mechanisms and their sort of terms and conditions, and it's become a far worse platform for the spread of mis and disinformation. You know, Media Monitoring Africa, we run a platform called Real 411, where you can report instances of mis and disinformation of content on any platform that you see. And it's a sort of a independent, accountable method of taking action against this content. Because once you do report it to the platforms, and each platform has their kind of different reporting mechanisms and what they determine as problematic content, but you don't often get feedback, or you kind of don't know where that report has gone.
So just give me the that website again for our listeners.
Real411.org.za. It's a locally produced platform that follows our own kind of legislation and legal frameworks about content, and it looks at four categories of content: hate speech, incitement to violence, harassment, and disinformation.
Well, it's so easy. I've just gone onto the site and I see it's a heading complaints, and it's got a drop-down menu that says submit a complaint, view a complaint, view trends. So very, very, very easy to report something here, I see. So, and the more we report, I imagine, the more information you can gather around these trends.
Exactly.
So that is absolutely great. It's called real411.org.za. And let's try and use that, because it then at least provides a home for this information and misinformation, disinformation. And perhaps we can try together to change that. Tandi Smith, head of programs at Media Monitoring Africa, talking to us about the impact of election misinformation on a society. It's 8:30.